Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Yoga of Liberation through Renunciation. We have so far seen that the discussion is all about renouncing actions. What type of actions we have seen is the actions which are create negative impressions on my mind, those actions to be renounced. But the actions which are purifier for my mind and intellect, which is in yajna, dana, tapa, those actions should be actually be performed, and with performed with a clear understanding what type of actions they are. So we have analyzed actions, that actions can be sattvic, can be rajasic, tamasic, so can be the actor, and so can be the field of actions. Actions are driven by knowledge. So the knowledge also can be the sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Depending on the knowledge, my desires will be prompted by that knowledge and my actions will be accordingly. So based on that, we are saying even the happiness or the pleasure comes out of our actions can also be defined into a sattvic sukha, rajasic sukha or a tamasic sukha. Sattvic, which may not be pleasant in the beginning, but gives you a lasting peace or happiness. Rajasic may be pleasant in the beginning, but gives you pain in the end. And tamasic, it is painful in the beginning and also painful in the end, but I just do not want to get out of my status quo, therefore I enjoy that. Sleep, indolence, heedlessness, these are prompted by tamas, it's a tamasic sukha. And after analyzing all this, we have said that the human race, or all human beings, also can be classified in four different types of people. As we have seen, our culture is obsessed with classifications. So obviously, we are classifying everything. So why not even look at the human race and say, how do human beings function? So Bhagavan said that human beings also can be classified in four different types of people. Mainly three, just like all others were classified three, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. This also can be three, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. But then the last one was created subclass in it, so it became four. So the first we said that there are people in this world who have predominant sattvic qualities. Now we have also seen in Bhagavad Gita there is nothing in this universe can exist without all three gunas. Everything and every being that we see in this world has these three gunas, the sattva, rajas and tamas, in different proportions. Even it may be the very minute level of tamas, but tamas has to be there. Inertia has to be there for a thing or a being to exist in space and time. We know this world of atom has intense activity, but it also have to have inertia to exist in time and space as an atom. Without inertia, the tamas atom cannot exist. So is a human being or any being has to have some level of tamas to exist in time and space. So Bhagavan said that all human beings have these three qualities of sattva, rajas and tamas, but depending on the predominance of the one or the other, he can be classified as sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. So now that the first group of people we have seen is brahmanas, that they have more sattvic qualities. They have predominance of sattva, little rajas and little tamas. So they are more apt to do the scholarly pursuits, the pursuit of knowledge, pursuit to find out what is right and wrong, pursuit to find out what is the truth behind any occurring or happening in this world. So there's scholars and researchers in any community. And then we have also seen their qualities, that they will have the kshanti, arjavam, they will have compassion. Those qualities come naturally to them because of their sattvic qualities. Then the next group of people are kshatriyas. They have more rajasic predominance, and they have little sattva and little rajas. Rajas is predominant, so therefore they are rajasic people. They will be, in any society, the rulers, the army, generals. They are the protectors of the community. They are the organizers of the community. So they are kshatriyas. The remaining class we have seen is vaishya and kshudras. Vaishyas will have tendency to create wealth, maintain wealth, and protect wealth. Krusi gauraksham vanijyam. They are the qualities of a vaishya. So they have also predominance of rajas, but not as predominant kshatriya and sattva and tamas in its appropriate proportion. So they become vaishyas, or the business class. And then the fourth class we have seen have more tamas, less sattva and less rajas, and therefore they are happy with serving others. In other words, just follow the leader. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. My mind and intellect at a tamasic level do not want to do work. As I say, as soon as I see that crossword puzzle, my mind goes into tamasic mode. I just cannot do crossword puzzle. I just don't want to think. So mind and intellect in a tamasic mode wants to say, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. So that kshudra. This book is not about social commentary of any particular society, but it's a book of self-development. For you to analyze yourself and see how you can make yourself better and go to the next level. So these classifications are not to judge any society or a person, but to observe yourself and find out where you stand. What motivates you? Running an election for Hendraiko County motivates you, or just going to vote motivates you, or even forget about voting, I have nothing to do with it, motivates you. Where do you fall in that category will define what you would do. So Bhagavan said there are four types of people. Abhavajam, these qualities come to them as their own nature, own prakriti, not superimposed on them by others, but come naturally to them. So now, if we have figured out where I stand, what am I supposed to do? You need to excel in your life. So what we really mean by that typically is everybody should try to achieve the highest level that is available in a given field. Bhagavad Gita says that's not really what it is all about, because you will not be able to do that. See, if everybody wants to be president of this country, we won't have any country to vote. You have to figure out, do you want to be a voter or a candidate? That comes from within you. Obama, if you read his biography, there is no way that he would be aspiring to become a president of this country. Kenyan father, Hawaiian mother, fatherless family. Who would think that he will aspire to become a president? But that was his goal. He goes to this congressman who and say, why don't you promote one of us? Do you have anybody in mind? I say, yes, me. I can be that. That's from his own nature. Same thing with Bill Clinton. I read his biography. There's no way in his situation he will be aspired to become a president. But he did. That comes from within their own qualities. So Bhagavan said, follow your own dharma. Sve sve karmani abhirataha. Sansibdhim labhate naraha. Sve sve, one's own, one's own. Do not look outside of what you should be doing. Look within what guides you, what motivates you, what drives you to do something in life. Sve sve, one's own, one's own. Karmani abhirataha, devoted to the actions. By devoting yourself to one's own action, Sansiddhim labhate naraha. a person achieves perfection. So now we come to the conclusion that, okay, well, I maybe just get perfection in my actions. In this case, Bhagavan said you can achieve the final perfection by just performing the duties which come naturally to you. Because something which comes naturally to you, you will be doing it without ego. When you are engaged in your hobby, something which you like, you are involved in it because you like it. Somebody asked me to sing a song, I'll be glad to do it. I don't ask that time, are you going to pay me? Is it something? Okay, that's my hobby. But if you ask me to draw a building plan for you, can we have a contract first? That's not my hobby, that's my profession. Something which I do for my living has an ego involved in it. Something which I do for my own nature, which motivates me, I do it without ego. If I can figure out a way to engage myself fully in the activities which is driven by my own nature, I can get rid of my ego by just performing those actions. So therefore Bhagavan said, Sve sve karmani abhirataha sansiddhim labhate naraha. Sva karma abhirataha siddhim yatha vindati tat shrunoho. So engaged in his own duty, how a person attains perfection, that you listen from me, Bhagavan said. Up till now what we have understood is to achieve greatness, I have to do what the other great people have done. I should do what Swami Chinmayananda has done, or what Swami Tejamananda has done. Bhagavan said, no, Nilkant, you are what you who you are. You do what you are. Swami Purushottamananda came to our house many years ago. I'm talking about 86 or so. And I asked Swami Purushottamananda, Swami, when did you meet Gurudev, which is Swami Chinmayananda? And he said, 60-something. I said, Swami, at the same time I met Gurudev. So how did you decide to become a Swami? And I'm still practicing architecture. My own dharma. That's what I wanted to do. Swami Purushottamananda's dharma. He got inspired and became a Swami. We have to follow our own dharma. So one has to follow his own dharma, then you feel comfortable. We do have to see what motivates us. Bhagavan says, Swakarma abhirataha siddhim yatha vindati tat srunoho. So listen from me, how a man can achieve perfection by just following the duties born out of his own nature, prakriti. So the next verse says, yataha pravritti bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmana tam abhicharya siddhim vindati manavah. So how then? How can I perform the duties which come naturally to me and achieve that final perfection? I want to achieve that lasting happiness, infinite happiness, unbroken happiness, which has no beginning and no end. We went to a concert the other day. So obviously it starts at 8 o'clock and they didn't start at 8 o'clock, so I'm a little getting edgy. Then finally they started concert and then other people were taking pictures, so I was getting more distracted and I thought, I'm going to leave from here because I'm not enjoying it. Well, somewhere along the line the thing settled down and I started enjoying ghazals. And by the time I started enjoying, she said, it's 11 o'clock, we're going to stop the program because I have to go to India tomorrow. Just about the time I thought I'm settling down and now I can enjoy it, concert ended. So the everything which is pleasurable, at some time it starts and at some point it ends. But what we are looking for is unbroken happiness. Bhagavan said, let me tell you how you can achieve that. By performing your own actions in a manner that will make you achieve that. So next verse says, yataha pravritti bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam. By whom this entire world is pervaded. Yena sarvam idam tatam. We have discussed many, many times before, if the Bhagavan is all-pervading, the Lord is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. If he's omnipresent, where am I? Even where I am, he is there. where this table is, he is there because he is omnipresent. Once he is omnipresent, there is no place for anything else to exist other than him. Yena sarvam idam tatam. The entire jagat is pervaded by him. Yattaha pravritti bhutana. From whom all the beings have come. As we said, if he is all pervading, there is no place for anybody else. But we can vouch for it that I exist and you exist and he exists and she exists. Where do they all come from? From him alone. Because he only can exist. None of us can have a separate existence of our own other than his existence. Therefore, our existence is nothing but projection of his existence only. Keeping these two concepts in mind clearly, swakarmana tam abhicharya siddhim vindati manavaha. Keeping these two ideas firmly in your mind, that there is no existence other than his existence. Anything else which I see, perceive and think is nothing but his own manifestation. So I, the actor, and the field of my activity, both are projection of his existence only. So now what I like to do, where I like to do, is his manifestation only. Keeping that in mind, that he is the one who enables me to act. He is the one who creates the field of my activity. He creates the world for me to act. If he does not create all this glands, where am I going to go and practice architecture? Not only he gives me this idea about performing architecture, but he also creates the world which needs architects. Therefore, we both can interact. Because if the world is not there, I cannot perform. So Bhagavan said, keeping these two concepts firmly in your mind, swakarmana tam abhicharya, then follow your actions as worship, your own duty, man attains perfection. You do not have to give up your profession. You do not change your likings and dislikings. All you have to do is perform your duty in the field of your liking, keeping firmly in your mind that there is nothing other than him exist, and therefore this is my worship to him by doing my duties. Sreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharma swanusthitat swabhavaniyatam karma kurvan na apnoti kilbisham. Now we are human beings, so we always think that he is getting a bigger role than I am. Why I am not getting this larger project in my office? When I used to work for large companies, we always have this race about who is going to get the more important projects. I'll do that, you know. Oh, that little project, give it to somebody else. This is my project, give it to me. But we think this is more prestigious, more important, human nature. We always want to do something with other person is doing. You join a company, the first thing you think about, how can I become VP for this company? By the time you become VP for this company, you say, how can I become president of this company? We always want to do something which other person is doing. Bhagavan said, rather than that, if you follow your dharma, then it will be more beneficial for your evolution in achieving what you're trying to achieve. In the end, we're all trying to achieve what? Unbroken happiness. Why do I want to become a president of a company? All because I want to be happy. So Bhagavan said, Sreyan swadharmo vigunaha. Even though my duties are devoid of merits, if we are in a drama or in a film or whatever, then obviously there is a lead role. Somebody is playing the main actor, star of the film. Then you have all this supporting cast, and then also there are extras and all of that. Now you are supposed to be a one extra in that dance or that scene. But if you try to do the part of the main actor, will that scene will go right? That drama will be a mess if everybody tries to do the role of the main hero or the hero-heroine. Everyone in that drama has to play their role perfectly, then the drama will be a hit, or that drama will be enjoyable, or the scene will be perfect. So till that time, director keeps saying, cut, retake. Each one of you in that scene has to do the part exactly as given. Now, your role may not be that important in that. You may be just a tree. You know, if you're in a kindergarten drama or so, somebody is a sunflower and somebody is a tree. In that tree, you are not even seen at all, you know. But that's your role. You have to do that part correctly. It may be devoid of merit. Nobody notices that you are in that. So your role may not be considered very important. However, Bhagavan said, Sreyan Swadharma Vigunaha Paradharmat Swanusthidat. Somebody else's role may be of more value, more important. My duties may not be that important in the society's eyes, or my family's eyes, or my peers' eyes. But it is better to perform my duties correctly than paradharmat, in compared to paradharmat svanusthitat. They seem fabulously performed with all the excellence. Swabhava niyatam karma kurvan na apnoti kilbasam. Swabhava niyatam, determined by my own prakriti, my own swabhava. The karma which is ordained by my own nature, if I perform honestly, kurvan na apnoti kilbasam, I will never incur any sin. Now, we have discussed sin before. Sin is nothing but the negative impression on your mind. You do something, then feel guilty about it. You do something and feel not good about it. You do something and feel like nobody is paying attention to this thing. All this happens because we are not following our own dharma. We are trying to mimic somebody's role in my life. Because Swami Chinmayananda is so great orator, I try to do that, it just won't work for me. We have to do what we feel is appropriate for my own dharma, my own personality. Bhagavan said, doing so, you will not incur any negative impression on your mind. Therefore, I don't want to go and redo it. You are doing what you feel is appropriate for you, and you will make progress in your goal of life, which is, in the end, finding happiness. So this did not say that do your duty mediocrely, it's okay. You do the best in what is your duty for your own dharma. Do not compare with others. Do not try to make others' dharma in your life, because that can create disaster. We see that all the time. Which profession? We start with medicine, because that used to be gradation in my days. Medicine first. If you don't get admission in medicine, go to chemical engineering. If you don't get chemical engineering, go to mechanical engineering. If you don't get mechanical engineering, go to electrical, then civil. And then if you don't get a civil engineering, now start thinking about something else. Architecture was nowhere in any of those gradations. I did not know that my swa nature is architecture, but at least Bhagavan knew. Now looking back and say, I would have been completely unfit for all those professions. I don't know enough mathematics. I do not know enough engineering. I do not know enough of anything. But architecture is wonderful. You can be jack of all and still be a good architect. So Bhagavan said, follow your dharma and you will not incur any sin. And then the last verse says, Sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshamapi natyajet sarvarambahi doshena dhumena agnihi avavrataha. If my duties right now seem like are not right, because by doing so, I may be creating an environment which may hurt somebody. A few years ago, somebody has given me a task to design a casino. I never gambled in my entire life at 1 cent or 1 penny or 1 naira paisa. I've never been to a casino in my entire life. But a guy from Germany called me up and said, I would like you to meet my boss from London in Las Vegas because we want to design a casino. And I'm recommending you as the architect. I've never designed a casino. I've never seen a casino. I've never walked into a casino. I flew a night before, walked the entire strip for 10 hours, walking through each casino, every square inch of it, so that I know how the casino works. And next day I tell the guy, okay, tell me, what do you want to achieve in your casino? At that time, I'm not the Neil who hates gambling or despises gambling. I'm an architect who's designed a perfect gambling environment. Sadosham apindatyajet. Even my duties right now, which is sahajam, I, as an architect, that comes naturally for me to say, tell me what you need and I'll design it for you. Tell me how you do it and I'll make sure that I'll create an environment that will be most appropriate for you. It has a dosha. It is not perfect. It is not the perfect environment I'm asked to create for meditation or self-development. But it is my duty, and therefore Bhagavan said, sadosam api na tyajet. You should not give up your duties, even though they come with negative implications. Rahidas was a chamar, Kabira was a weaver. They did not give up. Rahidas didn't give up his cobbler profession just because he was realized. So Bhagavan says, sarvarambahi doshena. Dumena agnihi abhavrutaha. All actions have some negative aspect, and therefore he uses the analogy. Isn't that fire always have smoke? All fire has some smoke. There is no pristine fire, even though I think scientifically somebody could prove that. Okay, for this analogy, there is no pristine fire, the 100% combustion. Smoke is obviously incomplete combustion. So there is no combustion which is 100%, and therefore every fire has smoke. So all actions have some negative side effect. No matter what your intention is, the Bhagavan said, even you're born with that nature. And Swamiji gives a long commentary that not born into. If I'm born into that environment, I need to avoid contamination. But I'm born with those qualities, I need to exhaust those vasanas by performing my duties. So this is a scientific analysis of how a human mind works and how you can make the best use of your situation right now. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi. Shantihi, Shantihi, Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.